Oh, the title "Stir the Pot." What is that? What does that mean?
You want that one, Danger?
Yeah, you got to realize this album came about, you know, and even the forming of the group, all this came about during a very crazy time. It was George Floyd. It was the BLM protests. It was the death of Kobe Bryant. Had a couple of other friends die from the fentanyl epidemic. It was just a whole bunch of stuff going on that, you know, we started to address in our songs. And hopefully with addressing those things, we can create some type of change, be it through chaos, be it through music, be it through the youth, be it through whoever. So, you know, we took it upon ourselves to, you know, say the type of stuff that what needed to be said. And with that, we stirred a pot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. So yeah. Do you feel is this rewarded? Does this give you like a rewarding feeling, like you're doing something positive when you create this type of music?
Ro.
Yeah, it definitely.
Where's Ro?
You
know,
you got me? No?
I have Adrian.
Okay, well, Ro is here. We see him, King.
You see him?
I see him too.
Yeah. I only see Adrian and Danger.
All right.
I don't see him.
Jump out and bounce back in?
Yeah. He's going to jump off King and come right back.
Yeah, this never happened before. I don't know why it's happened.
It's all good. What's the question?
What was the question?
Bro, you're on twice now.
It's going to be edited, don't worry. When we put it online.
Can you see him now?
All right. I don't know why it's doing this.
Okay.
Why it knocked you out?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so what do you feel is rewarding about creating this type of music for the fans?
Being a link in the chain as a voice, you know what I'm saying? Like being heard, knowing others feel this way, you know, and just being part of that collective, being part of that village. So I think the most rewarding thing is just to be involved and also be heard and speak for some, you know, who feel the same way.
Okay. So I know you guys have merchandise you was going to say something. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, also I was just going, you know, it's to anybody who's at home, you know, thinking that it's not going to pop off and thinking that it doesn't pop off and, you know, you surround yourself with people that don't believe in you, bro. Look, I'm like living proof of something that you start from scratch. So is Ro and so is Adrian. Things that you start from scratch that really come to what it's supposed to be. If you don't give up, you believe in the process and you stay the course and you keep adding content and believing in yourself, no matter who or what says different around you. So this is a message to all the youth and people that aren't young, still trying to go for things they want to go for, bro. Go for it. Don't ever give up and don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it, dog. I could tell you that myself. So it's really dope seeing something come from scratch to this point on. You know what I'm saying? So we on Spade Media, baby.
That's you what's up.
Yeah. It's all dope, bro.
All right. And there's a merchandise that goes along with the album and that you guys, can you tell us about the pieces that are involved with the merch?
Yep. You know, we are celebrating Black Lives Matter grassroots.
Who's going to go?
Adrian.
Can you hear me?
I don't see Adrian. I don't know what it's. Ro came in and then it knocked Adrian out. I don't know. I don't know why.
Can you hear me, King? Can you hear me?
I don't think he can hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear. I don't see Adrian.
Yeah, he's right here.
Okay. Well, then I'm insignificant anyway. It don't really matter.
You can answer that, Ro.
Just tell him that it's all about. I'm a ventriloquist now.
There's special curated pieces for the for the merchandise.
So tell them it's for the 10-year anniversary.
So can you tell us about the artwork?
Yeah, it's for the 10-year anniversary, and everything is just involved bringing in Black Lives Matter grassroots. You know what I mean? Supported by Chuck D. You know, just
you kept it simple.
Being part of that movement, you know, and just keeping it simple as a T-shirt of being involved.
There you go.
You know, so that's the main thing about that.
Okay.
Art by Tristan Childs and designed by Tony Magnetic. We real grateful for them.
Art on top of art.
Okay.
Art on top of art.
All right, that's what's up. So we get a lot of independent artists and a lot of up-and-coming talent that watches our show, and they always hitting me up. So when I have people that are actual, that know a lot about the business and that are veterans in the game on the show, I always got to ask them, what is some advice that you give for, you know, young kids that are up-and-coming trying to make a name for themselves? And they're doing something like what you do, you know, making music for the community, something that's trying to uplift instead of, you know, adding to a lot of the negativity that's going on.
Don't call yourself PM Don.
It's okay to go against Jay-Z. The grain. It's definitely okay to go against the grain and stay
in yourself your Jay-Z.
What makes you feel good about it. Gotta be honest with you, bro. I'd rather travel alone than travel in a pack full of knuckleheads all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if that means just being by yourself and doing your thing and staying out the clubs and staying off the corner and do whatever you got to do to make your vision come true, because at the day, you're not really doing this for yourself. I'm pretty sure it's a family or a mom you want to take care of, or a daughter or a son or whatever you're trying to do to get it through. Bro, I just stay away from the knuckleheads, man.
And
stay
do the Running Man in your shows.
Authenticity.
Start incorporating the Running Man in your show.
I mean, authenticity is the biggest thing for me, you know, as some I would say. Just keep it authentic, stay true to yourself, and
don't wear African gear.
The magnet is there, you know. After that, it's just attraction.
Okay.
Don't wear gear from Africa. He can't even hear me.
He's been going this whole time.
I'm in y'all conscious now. Fuck that.
Oh, man.
So what else can we look forward to from Gumbo in the future?
Listen. he's going to learn how to whistle.
We're looking forward to the shows that are coming up, man. So, you know, if you know, you want us in your city, request it. We definitely want to get out there and perform. I think being on stage is a strong attribute for us both. We're seasoned veterans when it comes to picking up the microphone. And just, you know, just the team that we got a good team over at Zion and ATU, again, with Chuck D from Public Enemy and BLM Grassroots, the things, and even Sway's Universe, the things that all these people are adding to the pot for us to really eat is really helping us out. And we really appreciate that, man. So
Exhibit, you know, RZA. Looking for more
to come. Exhibit, RZA, yeah. Dr. Dre, John Connor.
King Tech.
King Tech, there's a whole list of people that's actually contributing to what the vision of Gumbo is. So
all the producers.
Trevor Fink. That's what's up, man. I don't want to take up
Trevor Lawrence. Huh? Yeah.
What happened?
No, I said my producers too. Like Trevor Lawrence.
He's giving shouts out.
Yeah, just giving a shout. Oh gosh, Leotis, man, a staple. And we were doing musically. So just grateful, man.
Where's King at?
That's what's up, man. So I don't want to take up too much more of you guys' time. I definitely appreciate you guys coming through and checking us out.
Let me give them a verse before they go.
Okay. That's what's up. Let's go.
Hey, yeah, it's just a little message right here. Listen, is this what Martin meant? Is this what Malcolm died? Real niggas falling, fake niggas rising. Daddy still missing, nigga, your daughter crying. Women are more spiteful, fucking coronavirus. Cops still fuck boys, rappers are steady dying. Niggas are too jealous and niggas who catch fire. Who the fuck do I vote for? All these niggas are lying. I thought Kanye was running, but this nigga was in the choir. And don't be surprised when Trump's back in the White House even after he's fired, you're ready for racial riots. The homie that I rhyme with's the only nigga I ride with, and Deji don't give a fuck if all you rappers are lined up. And to Vanessa Bryant, I'm still fucking crying. But I took that anger and wrote the shit that I'm rhyming. Anything you need, the whole city behind you. 8 days a week, all 24 hours. Listen, I can't believe we kill each other for succeeding. Nigga, get a fucking job and learn to grow some fucking weed. My pop, Paul Mooney, told me niggas, they don't believe that it's fat on a pig. Now I see what he means. Niggas working their whole life to come up and get killed by niggas looking to come up. We supposed to be happy for one another. I guess I got to pack one too, so don't run up. Danger.
Yes, sir. That's
what's up, man. Dope, dope.
Hey, man. Couple bars.
And some rap.
Appreciate that, man.
We appreciate y'all, man.
Yo, Ro, you want to spit something?
Nope.
Yeah, all right.
This type of shit
ain't what it seems. High off the Viking is lying and selling his dreams. Hollering on violence, but riflemen aiming at me. So fuck being Gandhi, size Gandhi ain't fuck with me. Put on shows like You Got Soul, but show no receipts. Rage Against the Machines, charge the EMPs. They won't all be pleased, young king, just do your thing. 4-5 if they think that 3/5 shit gon' swing. It's for my warrior scholars, label non-believers, who didn't get the invite to the Council of Nicaea. All in alignment like the pyramids of Giza. These geezers, pyramid schemers, watch these leeches. They see you tune in and want to radio Raheem you. So do the right thing and keep the stick like a screamer. Crown on my Ori, tap in with the Orisha. Like, damn, am I tripping or is this the Coliseum? Sun's at its lowest, darkness is approaching. See nobody notice. Oh, shit. Only hits home when it hits your shit. Well, focus, because where it's hopeless, that's where the hope is. Gumbo.
Damn.
What's up? Appreciate that, fellas. That was really dope, man.
Alchemist heard the album.
No problem. It was nice meeting you guys. And whenever you guys are in town in New York, I'm definitely going to come check you. Even in Cali. I love it in Cali. I was in Cali a few months ago, man. And right. I loved it out there.
Yeah, right. Hey, my pops is a comedian by the name of Paul Mooney. You in New York, so I'm pretty sure you're familiar who Paul Mooney is.
Of course.
So that's my pop. So, yeah, I was in New York back and forth a lot, man, and I love it out there. It's a real dope city. Real dope city. We can't
that's
wait to get
up.
Out.
Love Paul Mooney.
Yeah, yeah. Until then, everybody stream the album. It's on all platforms. Gumbo, Stir the Pot. We appreciate y'all. And, we appreciate you having us, man. So we'll definitely be back when you need us, King.
All right, man. All right, holla.
All right. There it is.